MONUSCO is continuing fulfilling its mandate, which is protecting the civilian population in and around Goma town. We are conducting our patrols. We have deployed 17 quick reaction forces in order to protect the civilian population in Goma. This is exactly what we're doing. We continue to fulfill our mandate.
Colonel Bass, in the protection of these unarmed civilians, clashes between the government and the rebels, of course, you have these unarmed civilians in the crosshairs. Specifically, what steps are you taking to ensure that these people are protected?
Since the government forces and the M23 rebels clashed, and M23 has entered Goma, but it doesn't prevent us from doing our job. Currently, the airport has been, is under control of MONUSCO force, and we expect M23, we hold M23 responsible for any human rights violations within the Goma town. And we are continuing to deploy wherever needed. We are monitoring closely the situation, and we are completely committed to implement the mandate of protecting the civilian population.
So you're basically saying that MONUSCO is ready to take any steps to any military steps to protect unarmed civilians in Goma, irrespective of the fact that the M23 controls the town?
Of course, because if our mandate as stipulated by UN Security Council Resolution 2053, we are going to implement our mandate even by taking all necessary steps to fulfill that mandate. So which means we are going to take all measures for the people who are in need for humanitarian assistance, be provided with what they need in order to survive in this precarious environment. And at the moment, we are in Goma. We don't interact with M23. We don't talk to M23. We don't cooperate with M23. And we are just conducting our regular duties. We have reinforced our presence in Goma town, and we are continuing to monitor the situation.
Now, so if you are not in contact with M23, how did you issue the warning that MONUSCO will hold M23 responsible for any human rights violations against these unarmed civilians or residents in Goma?
Yeah, how are we going to do that? We have already sent our strong messages to M23 through some press statements. But as you know, this offensive of M23 into the town of Goma has been condemned by the international community, by African Union, European Union, United Nations. So whatever, in this case, we are decided to fulfill that mandate. And we are completely decided to do that because this the population need our presence. We are not going to abandon them. We will continue to protect them. They will need our presence, and we're there for that. And we will take all necessary measures for the humanitarian assistance, get to those IDP camps in order to give them some relief.
What is your message to these unarmed civilians as these rebels have taken over the town?
Our message to those unarmed civilians is to tell them that MONUSCO is here, MONUSCO is them, MONUSCO will remain in Goma to give them all necessary assistance to protect them against any human rights violation. We are committed to them. We want to bring peace in this country, and we will take all necessary measures to fulfill that mandate.